guess I'm ready. Episode 25, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Everything Guns, episode 25.
All right, let's start with a gear review today. I think I mentioned on the last podcast that I got the new Mechanic MO3 red dot in. So
I thought we reviewed that.
We didn't review it. I talked about it, didn't? Hold on a second. Let me look. Go ahead and talk while I look for this.
I don't
think it's in my book.
All right, go ahead.
Wait a minute. I'm looking to see if I had it in my gear reviews last time. No, I didn't. I didn't review it.
Okay.
No, I did the SAR9, the Tokarev bullpup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So, shot it a couple times at the range. It's got a larger field of view than the MO2 and the MO1. I think the MO1 is the one for the concealed carry. The MO2 is one I've been using on my other competition gun. But it's got a 29 by 24 millimeter field of view. 6 MOA dot. I didn't think I was going to like that, but I like the bigger dot. I picked that thing up pretty fast. It's got a top-loading battery, where on the other two Mechanics, you had to take the whole red dot off to get the battery.
Did you shoot it any distance, though?
Yeah.
Like, how's it at distance, that big dot?
Oh, yeah, I didn't have any trouble. I mean, distance, 25 yards is as far as I'm shooting it. I didn't have any more trouble with it than I do with my other dots.
Sure.
So it's got user-controlled brightness. It's motion-activated, which I didn't know, and auto-shut-off. I did know that. It's got the industry footprint, the Trijicon RMR footprint. It comes with a bunch. Of course, your Mechanics always come with a bunch of plates for different ones. It's IP7 waterproof rating.
What does that mean?
I meant to look that up because I knew you were going to ask me, and I forgot to look it up.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That means you can – I can't remember. We've looked that up before. I'll look it up.
It's quick. Probably like 15 feet for a minute.
Yeah, I know I looked it up before in one of our podcasts, so everybody could go back and listen to that, or I could look it up real quick.
No, let's just continue on.
I'm going.
So we have silence sitting here while you look up stuff.
No, I'm not. No silence. It means contingency. If the unit is out of water, stuff can dry out and be ready for the next. It can be dropped in water, picked up, dry out, and be okay. You can't continuously leave it in water. Basically, that's what it looks like to me. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, shoot us an email at info@clearcreekshooting33.com and explain to us what this waterproof rating means.
Explain to you, because I'll look it up later and see what the real answer is.
Well, I thought we might be able to get an email from somebody if we do that. Get a free t-shirt if you send us an email. But the red dot, I like it. At first, you know, I shot it that first morning, and I was getting a lot of glare from the sun, but the sun was directly in our face that morning.
Yeah, it still doesn't do as good as my shield.
For blocking out the glare?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when I shot it, I did a class last weekend that you didn't attend because you tried to kill us.
Well, yeah. One little bad decision and rolled a UTV about three times.
Yeah.
And now I get to have surgery.
Yeah, yeah. I'm healed up pretty well 2 weeks later. Can actually move my shoulder now, so thank you to that. You're going to be in the running for who's dumber. So during the class, we didn't start shooting until a little bit later that morning, and I had no issues out of it. So it was clear, big window, shoots really good. So really like that one.
Okay.
So highly recommend it.
How much is it?
Would
you say?
I think I'm selling them for like $209 or $199.
It's not bad.
No, I mean, you see all these others that are a lot more expensive.
Yeah, usually three.
These Mechanics are good prices. I can sell the MO2 for like $179. This is like $199 or $209.
Okay.
So, of course, the price I can get it for from a wholesaler is a lot, not too bad for me.
Yeah.
So,
what else you got?
So that's the only gear I had to review, but talk about the 5.7 round, the cartridge, 5.7 by 28 millimeter. I don't know why you roll your eyes. The only reason I bring it up is because I've had a couple people here recently ask for guns or had one transfer. They bought a Palmetto State Armory 5.7 Rock.
Yeah.
And then I have got another guy, he's fixing to order a Ruger 5.7. And I've been seeing a lot of it on
YouTube. You know it's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, I know it's been around for a while, but it seems to be getting more popular, is what I'm saying.
It was popular a while back.
Well, it's getting popular again, it looks like.
Yeah.
It's just, they made it to replace the 9mm.
Yeah, I mean, FN made a 5.7, and
yeah,
there were people like FN. That. Then Ruger made one, which kind of had a lot of people looking at it, and then it kind of went away a little bit as far as popularity, and then I guess you think it's back again.
I know it's back again. I've seen a lot of guns been made with Smith & Wesson's come out with a new 5.7. Ruger's got a 5.7.
Yeah.
Palmetto just made a 5.7. I said it before you did.
Yeah.
It's got a smaller caliber, higher velocity.
More capacity.
Got a bottleneck center fire cartridge. Looks like a smaller version of a 5.56. I think that's what kind of... more capacity. I think the one that the PSA 5.7 Rock holds 24+1.
Right.
And the grip, you know, the cartridge is longer than a 9mm, so you think the grip would be a lot thicker, but you know, I didn't even notice it when I was messing with that gun. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it tops out at 55 grains, and they're normally running 35-grain bullet compared to 115-grain 9mm bullet. Yeah. So the recoil is going to be a lot less. Significantly less.
What's stopping energy on that?
I don't know, but it will defeat body armor. I forget. They was talking about the pressure and stuff. I didn't go into all that detail. I thought it's a cool looking round. The guns are pretty nice. I wouldn't mind having one. Just try it out. Not as cheap as 9mm though.
No, it's not. Neither of the guns. Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, I think that Palmetto was. I think he bought it for like $549 or something like that. You having trouble breathing over there? Like you having trouble breathing?
I'm good. Continue on.
His ribs still hurting from the crash?
A little bit.
Mine are pretty well healed up now, so I'm feeling a lot better this morning than I have the last few days. So that's all I had. Did you get anything for gun and gear review? Did you prepare anything?
No, I've been injured.
Oh, whatever.
Been incapacitated.
All right, well, let's just move on to...
The wedding surgery.
Oh, it's a collarbone. Let's don't make people like you're getting your leg amputated.
I'm getting a steel plate put in
your collarbone.
Metal plate.
The second time you've broken, well, it's a different collarbone.
One.
Both stupid. We can get into that.
All right, what's up next?
All right, so let's go into in the news. So we've got a lot of stuff in the news this week. Pennsylvania House just passed a ghost gun ban. Measure targeting unserialized firearms. And so we had zombie guns last week.
Yeah.
We got ghost guns this week.
So ghost guns are back.
Yeah. Yeah. We go from zombie guns to ghost guns.
I like the zombie guns better.
Yeah. I like the zombie guns. So that could be a title, from zombie guns to ghost guns.
Yeah.
But they got that they're targeting unserialized firearms, parts, and accessories.
So that's everything then.
Yeah. Three Republicans in Pennsylvania voted for it.
Republicans are pieces of crap, too.
Yeah. And you got a GOA is challenging the Illinois assault weapons ban. And one good thing they're doing, though, is they're including the militia consideration in the Second Amendment as part of their battle. So,
okay. Yeah. I'd like to see how they're doing that.
Yeah, because you don't hear a lot about that during the Supreme Court rulings and things, so it's going to be interesting how they utilize that part. You got Hawaii is wanting to raise the minimum age for purchasing of ammunition to 21. Mm-hmm. So you got one good thing out of Alabama, so we get a Alabama rep. I didn't even look to see which one it was. Probably, I definitely wouldn't be out of hope because he just voted for the FISA stuff. But Alabama rep introduced and this is in state anyway, not national. So Alabama rep introduced a House bill to prohibit the use of a firearm ammunition specific merchant code. So if you're buying stuff with your credit card, it doesn't get
that's not even out of committee yet, though, right?
Just introduced it.
Yeah.
Another good thing.
We're a red state, but you can't depend on.
No, not at all.
We're not actually red. We're more blue than what people want to act like we are.
Yeah. NFA form processing times have decreased considerably, especially for suppressors. The only problem with that now is you can't find suppressors anywhere. Silencer Co. and a lot of these big suppressor companies are sold out because they're processing these forms so fast they didn't have enough stock.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they've hired a couple of new ATF guys and this was their job. And just rolling right through them.
The ATF that processes? I guess it is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the ATF that hired like 80,000? Was that
the IRS?
Yeah.
But,
that's the same thing.
But I've heard of as fast as 48 hours on some of these things. That's not the average, but Yeah. There's some people that's processing their form, and they get the form approved before they get the suppressor in.
I'd get a suppressor, but I didn't have to do the form. I'm not doing a government form to get a suppressor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I got my SOT, I could sell suppressors. Or,
well, I mean, I'd still have to get a form. Yeah, I do have to go through a government. I'm not going to go through a government form to do that.
Yeah, because the government has no idea who you are working for the government.
I'm just not filling out a government form to have a suppressor.
You filled out one to take your job. But anyway,
what else you got?
No, get your argument. North Carolina is trying to become a constitutional carry state. But there's some pushback from the governor that he thinks they've gone far enough on their rules because they don't require permits to carry concealed. But I guess they don't allow open carry or they're not complete constitutional carry. So he thinks, well, we've gone far enough with your rights. So
is he a Republican?
Yes, he is. So yeah, that's there. And of course, on April, look at my writing here. April 26th, the crackdown on unlicensed dealers selling firearms goes into effect. So this is from the Biden administration executive action.
Which goes back to the law that was passed in Congress was bipartisan.
Yeah, yeah.
All of it goes back to Republicans caving on the Second Amendment, allowing Biden to do an executive order allowing the ATF to make up regulations that aren't constitutional.
Well, they're just changing. You know, used to you would have they made the statement you had to be in the business, but they never defined what that is. Now they're just saying unlicensed dealers. Basically, if you sell one firearm, you could be considered a dealer.
Yeah, like how they say if you sell it for profit. So
who
gets to decide if it's for profit or not?
Yeah. So basically, they're just trying to get to that universal background check thing to where no guns could be sold by private persons, which is ridiculous. But that goes into effect 26. It's going to be interesting to see how
they enforce that. Going to try to fight it, but
well, I'm sure they will. But, I mean, it's ridiculous that we keep having to fight this stuff. That's
never
absolutely
ended.
Unconstitutional. But if that's not an infringement, I don't know what is. Right. I mean, they made the argument.
Every one of them you talked about is an infringement.
So what's funny is they try to make this argument. There was an ATF report. 68,000 guns were sold from unlicensed dealers over a 5-year period. That's a lot of guns from unlicensed dealers.
Yeah.
And then they say, out of those 68,000, 368 were tied to shooting cases. That's 0.5%.
Yeah.
0.5%. That's what we're worried about. It is 0.5%. And they used that like this was some
big number.
Big number.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah.
0.5%. Yeah.
You'd be better off concreting over all the pools if you really want to save people rid of the guns.
I bring
that up every time.
I thought we went through this last
If you really want to save people, then get rid of swimming pools.
No, I'm with you. I'm just saying that's what the 0.5% number just kills me. It's ridiculous.
Hey. Sell a gun, just wait for the ATF to come bursting in your house and shoot you.
Yeah, you know, I don't see, there's no news on that.
Not in mainstream. I see some videos and stuff and showing how the ATF, as they're coming into the house, how they tape over the Ring camera. Did you see that?
No, but it didn't surprise me.
Yeah, they got like 15 guys stacked and they're all their tactical gear for a search warrant.
An arrest warrant.
No, it's a search warrant. But they coming in tactically in the early morning, and you see them stacked up, guy in the lead, looks by behind and says, give me tape. He gets a piece of tape and tapes over the Ring camera so nobody can see him.
If somebody did that at my house, I would think it was a criminal.
They
wanted to shoot the guy. I mean, he was just in D.C.
Well, there's
DC.
No reason to come in like that for a search warrant.
He was just in D.C. Nobody talks about that. Nobody says he was in D.C.
For those that don't, we're talking about the Arkansas guy that was
executive at the airport
that was selling guns online.
He was buying from gun broker and then selling them online.
Right. But then the ATF couldn't get enough information, couldn't get enough evidence that he was doing anything wrong.
Because it's not illegal.
But they got a search warrant. I mean, this is after following him for a long time and staking him out and watching him. Couldn't get an arrest warrant. Got a search warrant for his house. But instead of just knocking on the door and, hey, we got a search warrant, we're coming in, they decided to bust in early in the morning and kill him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not illegal for private citizens to sell firearms. It's not. You know, again, they've used that term in the business, and they've never defined what it was, but now they're wanting to really push. All they're going to do is going to push a lot. They did this before, back during Obama, where they pushed a lot of people to get FFLs. Then they wanted to do away with a lot of the home-based FFLs, so they really started cracking down on inspections. And if you made one little minor error in your acquisition disposition book, you would get your license pulled. You know, now they're going to the...
Well, don't think it's right coincidental back. That this guy was selling some guns without a license, and then now we got this regulation from the ATF. Don't think all that's not tied together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, but I guess we can do a conspiracy show some other time.
But. Yeah, but and then, well, just on these little searches, you know, the ATF did the one for there. The FBI did an arrest on a... I can't remember how old the pastor was. He was... Late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
His wife was being at the doctor. He was at the Capitol on January 6th, was in the Capitol building for, I don't know, like 15 minutes or so, 12 minutes or so. Yeah. Did not do anything illegal. I mean, trespassing is what they could get him for. But they showed up at his house, armed, decked out in their gear, pointed weapons at his face when he opened the door, and then walked him out, handcuffed both hands and ankle shackles, and walked him out of his house. So, you know, everybody could see him. It's ridiculous.
These are the people that people think will be on their side when it goes to crap.
Yeah.
And they will not. They will do whatever is best for themselves and whatever their bosses tell them to do to maintain their job and whatever perks they get.
Yep. So, all right, let's move on to our use of force segment. This segment brought to you by Clear Creek Shooting. For all your firearm needs, check out Clear Creek Shooting at clearcreekshooting33.com. Send us an email at info@clearcreekshooting33.com, and I'll send you a t-shirt. All right, first one we got up today, and you got all your little criteria.
No.
Here we go.
We don't have that memorized yet?
I don't have it memorized. Do you have it memorized?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
All right, so the first one. So we got an attempted carjacking in New Orleans. Around 2 a.m. I try to get times on all these just so we
can... Yeah, it's early.
Yeah. So a carjacker pulled up, pulled on a door handle, and told the victim to get out. And the victim immediately started firing at the carjacker, striking him multiple times.
So he pulled on the door handle, but didn't open the door.
Probably had the door locked, which is good.
Yeah, okay.
And when you get in your vehicle, you just go ahead and lock your door. Don't wait for you to drive off for it to lock automatically. If it does that, go ahead and lock your door. And yelled for him to get out, and he pulled his gun and started shooting. Suspect survived, and it says will be booked once he gets out of
the hospital.
Out of the hospital, no charges filed on the victim.
All right, so situational awareness, he had his door locked.
Had his door locked, which is good. I don't know if he noticed the guy walking up on him or exactly where he was, but at least he had his door locked, which is a positive. So I think he was good on that part.
If you don't have to be out at 2 a.m., it's probably best not to be out at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but I mean, there's situations
under other options. But
he may have had to be out there. So, all right, what about readiness?
He was ready.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was carrying, if he was on him or beside him. It didn't sound like it was in a glove compartment or anything.
Which is good. I mean, if you're gonna carry, you should have it on you in your car, in your vehicle. You shouldn't be getting in and sticking it in your glove compartment or in your console next to you. I mean, just have it readily available.
I agree.
I mean, and just don't you agree
that that'd be the best? Did you not just say it? I agree. Yeah. I just said that.
Yeah, I know you say that, but I've seen you get in your vehicle.
Well, sometimes when I go to work, I have to put it in my glove compartment. When I go inside, then sometimes I don't get it back out as soon as I get back out of my vehicle. I'm saying I agree.
I mean, when we drive out to the land, you do that.
Sometimes, not all the time.
I'm just saying.
We got like 50 have it guns ready. So in
this
the
guy was ready. So this guy was ready. What about accuracy?
Well, didn't say how many times he shot, but he did strike him multiple times.
Yeah, so didn't say anything about anybody else getting injured.
And then you assume he's shooting from a seated position out his window. from, so he's having to turn and shoot to the kind of probably to his left.
Which is a good thing to train if you could. We need to do some shooting out of the bighorn.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, you didn't destroy it when you rolled us in it and yeah. crashed us and well, nearly no killed both
no
of
mirrors.
Us.
Loud. Yeah.
Things like a tank. The only thing
it did
the,
well.
The only thing that happened to it was the mirrors broke off.
Yeah, well.
As it was laying up against a tree.
And I broke apart pretty bad, but other than that.
He's been stupid. Told you to slow down.
What about lawful?
Well, he's not facing charges. I mean, that's... I mean,
he had
I don't know. Let's see.
You this said the other guy pulled the gun too, right?
No, it just. Well, I didn't say he pulled the gun. He said he pulled on his car.
Oh, he just. Okay.
It didn't say he had a gun, but your car is. I don't know for a fact. Louisiana considers
right.
cars is part of Castle Doctrine, but I'm. Since no charges were filed,
so
I must
not have been listening good. So he just yanked on the door handle and then the dude started shooting.
He says, carjacker pulled on door handle and told victim to get out. And victim fired at carjacker, struck him multiple times.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't tell somebody to get out the car.
Yeah, I mean, somebody pulls on my door, I'm going to assume they have bad intentions.
All right, so the moral goes along with that. I mean,
he's protecting himself.
I mean, other options would be maybe to drive off.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about that. Don't know where he was, if somebody was in front of him, if he's blocked.
Yeah, if he's not blocked in, maybe hit that gas pedal.
Or just... wave at the guy. I'm an door lock.
Yeah.
He might have had a gun.
Yeah,
I don't just know. Didn't.
Yeah,
just could didn't have
been.
Say.
Okay. All right. What's the next one?
So we got
that guy seemed to do pretty good, and he's not facing any charges.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I think that was a good use of force on his part. Yeah. And he did. Luckily he didn't kill the guy. I mean, because you don't want to kill somebody if you don't have to.
Right.
So luckily he didn't. I mean, I'm sure the guy will probably think a little better next time before he does it. Probably take a gun with him next time.
Yeah. Once I get my shoulder back ready, I can start carrying it again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ron, get a left-handed holster or something.
I got plenty of left-handed holsters. I told you that. You're going to be out another, it's gonna be another 6 weeks before you can carry it.
No, I'm going to recover quicker than that.
Oh, whatever. All right. Well, next one, use of force. Homeowner shoots a burglar. This is out of Butler County, Missouri. Around 3 a.m., man tries to break into a home. Homeowner shot him 5 times. Burglar died. Homeowner not charged. And that's really the whole story.
It sounds like the dude did not make it inside the house.
That's what I took from the story because it said man tried to break into home.
Right.
Homeowner shot him 5 times. So he's probably trying to get in the door. He might have, I don't know if he opened the door or
yeah,
dude shot
like
through the door.
More information on that one. So Ray, well. Situation awareness. The guy was aware of what was going on around his house. That's for sure.
Yes, and at 3 a.m. as well.
And,
so.
So he was situationally aware. He was ready because he had his gun there.
Looked like he was pretty accurate. He shot
sounds
him 5 times.
Accurate, and we possibly through the door. We don't know.
And again, in Missouri, I'd have to go back and look at their laws. A lot of states on Castle Doctrine includes outside your home.
Well, I mean. You shouldn't have to wait for one to come bursting
no, no.
in.
There are some states that require that.
You got to be careful though, shooting through a door.
Yeah,
for sure.
Your mic stand looks like it's about to fall off over there.
No, it's
you're
good.
Not as
it's good.
On there as good as mine.
Well, my shoulder's injured.
No, whatever. All right. But yeah, I think morally, legally, everything. I mean, you're in your house. You have the right to protect yourself in your home. And like you said, you shouldn't have to wait for the person. To
shouldn't have to
get all the way
in. You got to be careful shooting through the door.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You got to be accountable.
Other options. I mean, I guess wait for him to open the door. Call 911.
Call 911. Go barricade yourself in another room. Which is when we tell people that in our classes, that's what we tell people to do. It's hard to do.
Well,
just
especially if you got family, if you got some. Yeah, I mean, it's you open yourself up to a lot of stuff. I get barricading yourself in a room, but then,
I mean,
you give the.
Like I told the class last weekend, the one that you didn't make it to because you tried to kill us. But the best way to keep from getting injured in a use of force is to avoid the use of force. Yeah. Even if you're in the right, there's still a chance that you're going to get injured as well. So if you could go barricade yourself in, call 911, and then if they come in that room, then you could use force.
All right, what are you getting next?
All right, so now I've got, let's talk about this one out of Idaho. She was an 85-year-old woman out of Idaho. This was another home invasion. This was a home invasion.
Yep, home invasion. All right, so this lady's 85. She's got a disabled son in the house with her. She wakes up with a guy standing over her holding a gun in her face. That's how she wakes up. So, well, I'll talk about other options in a minute. So then he gets her up, handcuffs her, or ties her to a...
I think he handcuffs
her to a chair. And then she tells the guy, hey, I got my valuables are down in the basement.
Yeah, in a safe or something.
Yeah. So he goes down in the basement. As he's down in the basement, her and the chair go to retrieve her gun. And up to this point, I thought, man, she did an awesome job.
Yep.
I mean, awesome job. Didn't panic, stayed under control, got her gun, and was going to wait for this guy to walk back up and shoot him. But then it kind of goes off the rails. She gets her gun, retrieves it, gets her chair back over to where she was next to the couch, and decides, hey, I'm going to just hide my gun between the cushions and see what happens next. So the guy comes back up, discovers the disabled son's in the house, and gets mad that she didn't tell him about that. Because I assume he asked if anybody else was in the house, and she said no.
Probably.
So he's irate. And then once she sees this, she tries to get to the gun. Well, I mean, dude already had a gun. So he starts firing, hits her 4 times. She hits him a couple times. He staggers off and dies. No, does he die?
Yeah. Yeah, he died.
Yeah. He must have limped or something. I don't remember. But anyway, so He dies from his wounds, I think. Well, she's shot 4 times. Like arm, stomach,
yeah,
shoulder.
He emptied his gun.
Yeah.
He collapsed in the kitchen and died.
Yeah.
So she remained on the floor in the living room bleeding.
For 10 hours.
Handcuffed to the chair for 10 hours.
For 10 hours.
Until her son came upstairs. Yeah.
So that's the whole story. So the beginning of it, I mean, one thing she probably needed was an alarm system.
Yeah.
Maybe some reinforced doors to prevent
especially
that.
Especially if you've got a disabled son, you don't want him going out without you knowing.
Yeah.
So some kind of alarm would have been good.
So readiness. I mean, she had a gun. You couldn't do much with a gun in your face.
No, I mean, she wakes up. Yeah, that's
she
tough.
She had it where she could get it dragging a chair.
Yeah.
Accuracy-wise, I mean, well, she shot him a couple times.
As she was getting shot.
Yeah, that's pretty good with one arm.
Yeah.
One tied to a chair. Yeah.
Lunging.
85 years old.
Yeah. A .357 Magnum.
Yeah.
little guns. And she's shooting this thing one-handed.
Yeah. I mean, that's impressive.
It is impressive.
So lawful. Yeah. Definitely lawful. Moral.
I'm sure the distance wasn't very far. But still, shooting a .357 one-handed.
So let's talk about what she did wrong.
Well, the biggest thing is when she retrieved her gun, she...
There's
no reason to hide it from the guy. Wait for him to come back up and shoot him as soon as he comes back up.
As soon as he walks back up,
I mean, she could have went over there to wherever he was coming from and just waited for him.
Yeah. Just had the gun ready. Don't think. I mean, the guy's already put a gun in your face. Shoot the guy when he comes back up.
I didn't understand the fact that she had to wait 10 hours for her son to bring a phone to him.
Yeah, I don't know how disabled.
Have a phone available with you.
Well,
you know, when she picked up her gun, she probably should have grabbed her phone.
Well,
too.
At that point, call 911 for sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know where her phone was. Yeah, that's true. So that's other options. First option is don't hide your gun once you retrieve it.
Be ready to use it.
Second option is, hit 911, put the phone down, let it just sit there, something to get help. We already talked about having an alarm system. So there's things that she could have done. Luckily, she survived. I don't know how she survived.
She did.
Yeah. So it's just a scary situation. And she took care of it, but it could have been a lot. Well, she could have died, or it could have been better if she kept that gun.
So he's 80. She's 85. She's got a disabled son. So you assume he's in his 60s.
Probably so.
So now she's in the hospital. Who's taking care of him?
I don't know.
There's a lot of things that can happen that you... It just bothers me, but she did a good job. She protected herself. She won the fight. But this is what I'm talking about. Even if you're in the right, sometimes you're going to get injured as well. So
yeah.
She didn't get charged. The news article about this, and this, I don't know why this bugs me so much, but they said citing Idaho's Stand Your Ground law, she was justified in using any means necessary to defend herself. It's
not stand your ground.
It's not a stand your ground law. It's I'll stand your ground is, and this is normally used outside of the home. It basically says you do not have to retreat right. to use deadly force if you're in fear of your life or grave bodily harm. Inside your house, castle doctrine kicks in, which is a form of stand your ground where you're not required to retreat.
Right.
But you're not using stand your ground law. It's just it's stupid. It bugs me. So people just don't understand.
Luckily, she made it through, and the perpetrator did not. All right, what's next? You got any more?
Yeah, I got several more. So now we got one out of Chicago, because we always have one out of Chicago. This one is at 5:30 a.m. Two men arguing. And I'm assuming they're a bit of a distance apart when they're arguing, yelling back and forth at each other. When one man, he was 48 years old, started to run directly at the other man, who was 35. The 35-year-old had a concealed carry license and a Ford card, which is a requirement in Illinois to carry a gun, which is ridiculous. So he pulls out his gun and shoots the 48-year-old as he's running toward him. The 48-year-old, he's listed in fair condition, so luckily he didn't die. But as you can imagine, the 35-year-old man has now been taken into custody and charges are pending.
Yeah, they don't say anything about the other guy with a weapon.
No, he did not have a weapon. He just started running.
He just takes off running him like a...
Yeah, yeah.
Like a linebacker going after a running back.
Yeah,
like
he was running. The guy, I don't know if he made this statement, but I'm assuming he told the police, the guy, he was running straight at me.
Yeah, running straight at me. He was
going, so what else are you going to do? You got to shoot the guy.
21-foot rule, man.
I guess
you talked to a lot of people. Hey, you can shoot them if they're within 21 feet, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be some kind of a weapon involved in that 21-foot rule. Yeah, so let's talk about this one.
All right, so situational awareness. Wow, well, they're arguing.
Yeah,
so.
It's mutual. So even if, you're mutual, non-deadly. It's just an argument.
This guy just take off and run. Like, what the crap? I mean, his face had to be, he just had to be so mad. I'm about to run this guy raging. Over.
He's in a rage, I guess.
Yeah, my gosh. All right, readiness. All right, well, the second was guy, the 35-year-old seemed to be ready.
Yeah, he is.
He was carrying. He was legally carrying.
Legally carrying.
He was ready. Accuracy-wise, the guy survived.
Well, I mean, maybe he did what he's supposed to. He stopped. He stopped when the threat was stopped.
Yeah, the guy didn't run him over, did he?
No, he stopped. Yeah. So when the threat was gone, he did stop shooting. So out of all of this, good job on that part. Instead of going in and killing the guy, he stopped.
Yeah, he didn't enter the mag and didn't do a kill shot afterwards. Yeah, right, lawful? Don't appear to be.
There's several aspects of lawfulness that we can talk about in just a second. We can talk about it right now. Yeah. Well, proportionality. He escalated it.
Yeah.
So now he's no longer the innocent person because he escalated a non-deadly fight to a deadly fight.
Yeah, it doesn't say the guy had a weapon of any kind.
Not he's proportional because you're using a gun against
guy dude running, just running at you. Running, yeah.
Imminent. I don't think you're an imminent threat.
No, so he doesn't. And it doesn't say how big the guy is, but.
Well, I mean, the dude was younger.
Well, I got that, but it could be like, guy 6'8 coming against a guy that's 5'2.
I get it, but it didn't say that, but still. Reasonableness. I don't think he can.
No.
None of the aspects of self-defense.
This guy's going to jail.
He's going to get charged with attempted murder or assault or battery.
So lawfully is not good for him. Morally is not good for him.
No.
I mean, be an adult. Quit doing the stupid arguments.
Yeah, just walk away.
Golly.
I mean, you're getting an argument. I mean, he could have turned around. If this dude started running at him, he could have turned around and took off himself. If he's that scared,
they'll just walk away. That was. Have you seen all the stuff on the stabbing cases?
I've heard some of it.
What was the case called?
He stabbed a bunch of people, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because
a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Like 17, 18-year-old kids. Out at a lake or a river.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just got this guy's about to spend 120 years in prison. And all he had to do was walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
If he just walked away, he'd have been all right.
Yep.
All right. So, lovely, morally, other options. Well, we just said walk away. Hey, maybe not. Hey,
how about have a non-deadly weapon? If he'd have pepper sprayed this guy,
your microphone just went out. You must have got loud.
When I said pepper. Yeah. Is the peas. Every time I say a pea, my microphone cuts
out. Yeah, pepper spray, something. I mean,
a taser, a pepper spray. Because, that would be legal.
Maybe just Olay him.
I mean,
Lucas, I get off the X. Oh, gosh. About that.
I brought that up during the class.
Get off the eggs. If he'd have got off the eggs, he'd have been all right. Because there's no way the guy would have seen him move.
No, he wouldn't
have seen him. He'd have just kept running. He probably still be running straight.
We're being sarcastic at this point. But I think if you're going to carry
in,
especially in a state like Illinois, having some type of non-deadly weapon on you, he could have definitely used a pepper spray or taser or anything.
That'd be our title, Get Off the Hex.
Write that down. All right, keep going.
I thought we got done on that one. So, best option is not get into the argument to begin with. I mean, you're 48 and 35. Now you're 35 years old, about to spend years in prison.
Oh, my gosh. Quit getting in these arguments. My gosh. I mean, silly.
The stupid decisions, like 30-second decisions, can cause all kinds of problems.
Yeah, like, hey, let's drive this side-by-side at 40 miles an hour
I don't think we hit 40.
Well, when we were rolling, we hit 40.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I remember my face hitting the ground.
If I had 30 seconds back,
I told you before you started.
We wouldn't have had that
take
wreck.
It easy.
We wouldn't have had that wreck. Oh, we'll talk about the wreck here in a little bit. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Decision making. And I've made a bad decision here recently. And
old
I wish
enough
I had
to know
that
better.
Back.
Definitely old enough
I'm
to know
I'm about to
better.
Get a bill for it.
So anyway, so
all right,
so now we've got this user for not a good use of deadly force.
No, not at all. Nope. All right.
So we got another one that is or is not a good use, and I'm not sure. So this one is out of Texas. So a Texas woman fatally shoots an alleged kidnapper. Well, okay, we talk about kidnapping.
You can use deadly force in a kidnapping case.
The woman called 911 and said that she had been drugged and kidnapped by a man that she shot. She was not at the scene of the incident. So when the police showed up, they just find a guy slumped over in the driver's
side.
She left.
I ain't got any issue with that.
No. But what's odd, when they did catch up with her, so apparently these two had recently met, and they were on a planned trip together.
That's not good.
No, it seems a bit
Planned trip almost seems not like,
I mean,
kidnapped.
Could have. I mean, she might have met this guy online. Once she met up with him, he did this. And that's the biggest. What else? What do you mean? What is odd?
She did. Well, I'm just asking a question.
Is that enough?
I mean, I thought there may be more odd things coming out of. I mean,
she knew the guy. She planned a trip with the guy. Then she shoots the guy. And then she says he kidnapped her and drugged her.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just assume that all the facts that she stated are true. She was being kidnapped.
All right. So situational awareness. Yeah, maybe a bad decision.
Meet up with somebody
you really don't know.
Yeah.
Readiness. Well, at least she was carrying it, sounds like. So that's good.
Yeah, I think she might have taken his gun or something, if I remember correctly. So I don't know if she got his.
But, okay.
Well, yeah. So
that's different.
I'm not sure that she was ready, but she was.
Well, she was somewhat accurate because he didn't make it.
He did not.
We don't know about lawful. If it's actually a kidnapping, it's definitely lawful.
Yeah. Kidnapping is
no
part
issue
of those.
With it at all.
Yeah. You can use deadly force against a kidnapping.
And morally, same thing. If she's truly being kidnapped, then morally she's got the high ground there.
So that's a kind of a...
What's the other options on that one, though? Maybe not go with somebody
you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest one, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Don't put yourself in situations that you don't know how you're going to get out of.
And since she had been drugged, so I'm not sure how that occurred, if she drank a drink that he'd given her, or, you know, don't do that type of thing. So I'm not exactly sure how all of it happened. It was very...
It's an odd case.
It is an odd case, but I think the biggest thing out of this one is to understand that you can use lethal force if somebody's trying to kidnap you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. The last one I got is out of Fort Worth, Texas. We had a couple out of Texas this time. This is at 3 a.m. Apparently, a car.
You ain't seeing anything like it 3 p.m.
No.
All these are early in the morning.
Yeah, these have been. I don't know what the kidnapping one was.
I bet it wasn't at 3 p.m.
No, I bet it wasn't either. So, you got a car burglary suspect was critically injured after being shot. Now, listen to this, by one of the people in the vehicle he was trying to get into. So, The victims did remain at the scene and were cooperating. So apparently, I don't know, at 3 a.m., maybe they were asleep in the car and he just didn't see them and tried to get in the car and they woke up. I'm not sure what happened, but there was multiple people in the car. He tries to break into the car and they start shooting his guy.
So this is two cases you got where somebody tried to open a car door and get shot for it.
Pretty much. Yeah, he died.
I'm going to say you probably don't want to go try to go this one, this try one and open car doors.
I wonder if it's the same guy. What was the other one? So, yeah, maybe you need to be a little more careful with trying to break into vehicles. But
my goodness.
So they were cooperating. This is out of Texas, so it's definitely legal.
All right, so they were situationally aware enough to be ready. They were ready. Guy was trying to get in. They say, nopey, no, you're not getting in.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to shoot you.
I think this one would even fall under the defense of property in Texas, which is the only state that allows use of deadly force for defense of property.
All right. So, accuracy
this would be part of Castle Doctrine as well.
Yeah. So, accuracy, they stopped the threat. Lawful, yet to be seen, but sounds like it was.
They stayed at the scene. They were cooperating, which always worries me when they say they were cooperating.
Yeah. I mean,
be careful what you say to the police.
Say, yeah, you know what you say? Hey, I feared for my life. I will cooperate with you, but not until my lawyer's here.
And call me an ambulance. I need to go to the hospital. I mean,
that's straight out of that USCCA. Here's what to say when something happens.
Yeah. So good job on, I think good job on their part.
Sounds like it was moral. Other options, don't be out at 3 a.m. We keep.
I don't know what they were doing. Let's be at home. Yeah, I don't know what they were. Maybe they were leaving work. Maybe it was a group.
I don't know.
You just don't know. But
yeah, I mean, it's more than one. At least it was a group of people, but they go.
But yeah, I mean, you see all these happen at these times
good
of the morning.
Going on that time of morning.
No, not normally. All right. That's all the use of force I get.
That's a bunch of them. So yeah, most of them were somewhat good. We had a few that were not. So I'm trying to talk, but that's all right.
Getting some applause.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to some USCCA news, United States Concealed Carry Association.
Yeah,
But the reason I'm bringing this up is I was looking into maybe switching away from USCCA, trying to use somebody else. I've been with USCCA now for, I've been with them for 6 years.
I've been, I joined in 2017, so you joined not long after
I did.
Yeah.
So just started looking for some reviews. We've been talking about before, we'd like to see some actual cases that somebody has had to use their legal services.
Right.
So I started looking
at that. But.
Yeah, I've found some information, but not a lot. But I did find one review, and it's a recent review, I think from my last month article from Ryan Kleckner. He's a long-distance shooter. He's a lawyer. He's actually the owns the company, I can't remember the name of it, but it's what I use to get my FFL, go through and get my FFL through. But he wrote a pretty positive review about USCCA, which surprises me from all the negative things that we've been hearing lately.
Yeah. The one thing we learned on that, though, which we didn't realize, was they changed their
coverage.
Their coverage to everybody, all the tiers have the same coverage.
Same now. Legal coverage.
Yeah, which was... At one point, there was like more money for different tiers of like gold.
Gold, like silver, gold, elite.
Well, it's gold, platinum, and elite. Or something.
I'm
like
elite.
That.
You're gold.
I'm gold. But now they're all the same. It's decent. I mean, it's good coverage.
Yeah. It's unlimited on legal coverages.
But yeah, it's somehow we missed that in some of the emails we've got sent here recently.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to update. I'm going to downgrade to gold because the only difference is. There's a lot of additional training
resources and other resources available.
As you move up in the tiers.
Yeah.
So if you're not using those, it makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense to be
I can save $20 a month.
Yeah, a lower price. Yep.
So they did update their coverage.
So, but he had a good review. I mean, it seemed. His only
complaint, or not really complaint, his only drawback was in part of their documentation, if you're found guilty, then they could try to recoup the money that they've spent on your defense.
Right.
And that was the only thing he didn't really like. Haven't found any cases where they've done that, but it does state that in, which I mean, it kind of makes sense. Well, if you're guilty, but
yeah, well, you don't know what juries are going to do, though.
Absolutely,
that's the thing. So you can be innocent, and still be found guilty. So and that extra money there was because that's coming out of your family. You're if you're found guilty, you're in jail, and your family is destroyed at this point. So, So it's I can understand that. I suggest having some type of coverage or having a lawyer readily available if you need it. But I also say, look at the options. Look at CCW Safe. Look at USCCA.
Lawyers on retainer.
Look at all of them that are out there and find the one that best fits you and that you're most comfortable with. Right now, I'm sticking with USCCA. That may change, but right now, I'm.
So we've got.
It gives me some comfort to know that I can make a phone call and get some kind of help.
Yep. And what's also, another thing I found as I was doing some research is normally they have an expo every year, a USCCA expo. We've been to several of them.
Yeah, yeah.
The last one we went to was one that right after COVID had ended. It was in Fort Worth, Texas, and it was just not well attended, not a lot of vendors there. They did one in 2023, I think up in Wisconsin or somewhere.
Right, we didn't go to it.
So they're not doing one this year. So they're reevaluating how they do it, and they're going to change. Looks like they're going to make some changes, and so it'll be interesting to see what in 2025 what they do. All right, that's all I had on USCCA. Really not going to get into the USPSA stuff. We'll put them in the running for who's dumber on some of the things they've done.
Still more drama going on there. If you're interested, go to Practical Shooting Insights. That'll catch you up on all the drama.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing they've done now is on a discipline committee and trying to kick somebody or do something to a guy because he made some
comments on Twitch about the board.
Yeah.
So they're going out watching Twitch streams and want to have member discipline.
Yeah, we shouldn't even be part of the board. I mean, my gosh, this is ridiculous. The board should not be worried about what people are saying outside of their organization.
No. And that's all the board. That includes everybody. That includes all of them. So.
I did hear this morning, I was listening to part of his podcast this morning, that they finally got rid of Jim Johnson. Which they should have done a long time ago.
But they didn't say anything. They didn't put anything out on
that. No, ridiculous.
All right, so enough of USPSA.
All right, so let's run in. Let's get to who's dumber. We'll start off with somebody out of USCCA. I don't know how he's affiliated with USCCA. Tim Kennedy.
Yeah, he's a moron. He's former military. I'm not sure what branch. He's made comments over the past few years that are extremely anti-Second Amendment. Although he claims to be a big Second Amendment individual, he's made comments as of, hey, you shouldn't have a gun until you're 21. He's made comments that some gun laws are okay. I'm okay with some gun laws. Not all of them are bad. Some of them help. And he just made other comments. And I also saw a video of him last night at some... It came out. He was at this training for police, and this company was putting it on. And, man, they were all talking about just infringing on people's rights and laughing about it. Hey, if somebody is trying to use their First Amendment with me, I'm tasing them and stuff like that. And he was part of this group that was doing that. So I would hope that the USCCA would get rid of the guy. He's not good for the Second Amendment. He acts like he is, but he's not.
Yeah, so, if he gets more involved with USCCA, I'll leave USCCA. Yeah, he's not be part of it.
Yeah, he's not on the board. I know. I've seen some stuff where he's a spokesman for it. Yeah. Sometimes there are talks about it. He may not even be a spokesman, but so
he's in the running.
He's up there.
Yeah. So we got the USPSA board for their discipline committee. They're in the running. We got the Biden and the ATF on their private cell crackdown, because that's just dumb. It just makes no sense. It's not going to accomplish anything
That's just our corrupt government.
That's just trying to make private citizens criminals. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
And then we got, I got you listed on here.
We can tell the story.
Our utility vehicle crash.
Yeah, so I'm driving our side-by-side, Bighorn side-by-side. I guess Tractor Supplies, where you got that? It's like a Polaris.
I got it from a dealer.
Yeah, side-by-side with a little, it's nice. It's a nice side-by-side.
Yeah, it's a benchy.
Nice roll cage. Yeah. Good roll cage, thankfully.
Yeah, thank goodness.
So Yeah, I'm driving around a little bit, just minding my own business.
During the day?
During the day, yeah. My back was hurting one weekend, and so I didn't shoot as much.
You're driving around like a crazy person all day.
So the problem is, when I go to pick you up, and we start to make the turn, almost back to the cabin to put the dang thing up. I mean, we're less than
50 yards away from the trailer.
100 yards. We're 100 yards away from the trailer. So, but we got to go down a hill, up a hill, around a sharp curve. So, as we start to make the turn to go down the hill,
you floor it.
No, I didn't floor it. You made the comment, take it easy.
Well, I made the comment, take it easy, because you've been driving like a crazy person all day, and I kept having to move so you didn't try to run over me.
No, I'm gonna run over you. So it almost sounds like a challenge.
Oh, whatever. I just wanted to go home.
It sounds like you were challenging.
I just wanted to go home.
Yeah, me too. Well, down the hill, pretty fast. We start going up the hill, veer a little bit left, and I didn't see this. I mean, it's like a stump or something. So I hit the stump, and it kicks me up out of the seat because I didn't have my seatbelt on. Yeah. Seatbelt would have been a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
My face hits the windshield. This is right as you're going up the hill, right before we go around this curve.
This not a curve. It's a sharp left turn. It's not a curve. It's a turn.
It is a sharp left turn. Well, I can't get back to the brake.
Oh, we never touched the brake.
No, so I'm. Yeah, it's a stupid decision. I agree. It was bad.
Yeah, we only had two. I tried to make the turn.
Or go straight into the tree. So I'm trying to make the turn. Well, side by side don't turn sharp. Not at 40 miles an hour. I'm thinking 30, but. Well, it starts rolling.
Well, all I remember is my face hitting the ground at that point.
It starts rolling. We roll over onto the passenger side, over to the top, back onto the driver's side.
Hit a tree.
And slide into a tree. Thankfully, we hit the tree. Well, thankfully we hit the tree. Otherwise, we'd have kept rolling.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, as we make one of those rolls, I slam into the ground.
That's the last roll.
Somehow on my right shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know how my left shoulder. I hit the ground
with my right shoulder. And I knew as soon as I hit that I broke something. I either dislocated or broke my collarbone. It ended up being a broke collarbone.
Yeah, so that's the story.
That's what happened. Because of that,
I got black eye. I got bruised up shoulder, bruised up right arm, ribs are killing me, bruised up leg.
I'm facing surgery in 2 days to put a metal plate in my dang collarbone to straighten it back out.
I'm pretty well healed up now, though.
Yeah, so this is going. Not only did this cost me a lot of pain and suffering, it's going to cost me a lot of money because my insurance sucks.
Because it was stupid. It was stupid. I don't even have to go any further.
No, I'm voting myself for dumbest of the week because it was
all this other stuff that's going on. I think that was the dumbest.
Yeah, you know, when I got up and I'm looking at the side by side on this. Of course, you did scream like a little girl with your leg.
I thought my leg was broke.
I mean, you're screaming.
I wasn't screaming.
Yeah, you were screaming. Like, oh, my leg.
Oh, whatever.
I'm looking around trying to think, is it crooked? What is wrong with his leg?
I didn't know what was wrong with my leg.
You're cramping up. You got a nice cramping.
My knees hurt. I got a big bruise on my
leg. Oh my God, I thought, I done broke his leg. I done killed my brother.
He almost did kill me.
I thought, his leg is about to be snapped, and I can't move him. I'm going to. So we're trying to figure out what hospital, but then it just happened to be a cramp. So your leg was okay. The screaming was a little much.
I was screaming.
But I remember getting up. Once we got out of the vehicle, I'm looking at, what if I had that 30 seconds back?
I wish we had it on video. That would have been cool to see.
If I could have had that 30 seconds back and changed that decision, just like these guys that are sitting there arguing and pulling a gun.
Stupid.
Make a better decision.
So stupid.
It was just a dumb move. It was a mistake. I've learned from the mistake. I'm still learning from the mistake because I got surgery.
The key you need to give to your son because you can't drive by side by side anymore.
Well, whatever. It's not good.
I know, whatever. So you win this week.
I vote for myself for dumbest of the.
And we need to come up with a title. My leg's broke.
Take it easy.
My leg broke.
I think I broke my leg. I mean, that's ridiculous. You were yelling so bad. My gosh.
You were laying crumpled down on the ground.
You were yelling. It was terrible.
How far along are we in this thing?
We're 54 minutes in.
Let's just call it here because I think that's enough for today.
Anyway, we'll have an update on the old surgery here on the next episode. Hopefully I'm starting to recover.
So if anybody was wondering why this the last episode came out on a Sunday, we actually recorded it on a Friday at the cabin. And then had the crash on a Saturday.
And I thought it was pretty good that I got it out on Sunday.
Yeah, not too bad.
One-handed.
Not too bad.
In severe pain.
Let me give you this for you. Have it there.
Yeah.
Very good.
This one will probably come out Sunday as well. I'll probably wait till tomorrow. We'll get it out, and then surgery on Monday morning. I guess you're going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. Supporting me.
Yeah. I'll be there.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else.
No, that's all I got. We are Everything Guns.
We're out.